Watch, vandals allegedly caused $13,000 in damages after learning bagel shop was closed. By Amy Furr on July 28, 2020. Police are searching for three men who allegedly trashed a Brooklyn bagel shop recently when they were told it had closed for the night. The trio ransacked a Brooklyn bagel shop, causing more than $13,000 in damage. After an employee told them the store was closed for the day. Footage released by Cops Tuesday shows, the New York Post reported. The crime happened at the Brothers Deli and Bagel on Fort Hamilton Parkway near 71st Street around 5:30 p.m. Friday, according to the report. However, when employees told them they were closed, the men began tearing the store apart and reportedly caused more than $13,000 in damages before leaving. Surveillance video showed one man in a white shirt sweeping bottles off a shelf with his arm and then pushing an appliance off the counter, while another man in blue shorts toppled a food rack and threw other objects, according to the Post. "I was scared, you know, because I don't know what these guys are going to do to me," employee Edgar Morales told CBS New York, adding that he ran to the back of the building when the rampage began. "I run to the kitchen to get some help, but it was here, only me and the other guy," he recalled. By that time, a third man had entered the shop and kicked in the glass on the display counter. Following the incident, owner Hector Morales said he and his employees had no problems with anyone and they were just trying to survive because money was tight. "We've been working 7 days, 13 hours every day to collect money to pay the rent, everything like that. We have families," he explained. Police have not made any arrests, but asked for the public's help in identifying the men, the Daily News report said. Anyone with information was asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Incidents like the one on Friday should not happen to anyone, especially a family-owned business, customer Eric Dirimio told CBS. "They are well-liked in the neighborhood, and it's a shame something like this has to happen. There's no rhyme or reason behind it," he concluded.